This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Whether it was steamboats in the 1840s, machine tools in the 1880s, or jet engines today, Greater Cincinnati has always been on the cutting edge of manufacturing. Today, 20% of the regional economy is linked to manufacturing. Building on that strength, a new effort, CoMade, aims to bring together entrepreneurs, manufacturers, and workers under one roof to create jobs, opportunities, and hope. To discuss the plans for CoMade, which is slated to open in 2020 in Avondale, we are joined by the president of CoMade, Rich Kiley, the president of Cincinnati Works, Peggy Zink, and the founder and chairman, owner, I don't know, everything, of Innova Premier LLC, Ed Rigaud. Our discussion this afternoon is part of the ongoing series, American Graduate, Getting to Work, supported by the Corporation of Public Broadcasting in partnership with CET. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Everybody, welcome. It's great to have you here about this new initiative.
Thanks for having us.
So, Rich, what's the vision that's driving CoMade? And I might just point out, it's CoMade. That's the word I'm
capital
saying.
M, capital A, D. Capital D, capital E.
Oh, okay. So the whole second
whole
part.
Thing except for that little
So CoMade. So, Rich, what's the vision here that's driving this?
So what's driving it is really your introduction of the history of our region. So our region was really founded in the area of manufacturing, and manufacturing is what created the middle class in America. And it's those high-paying jobs that people don't have to be rocket scientists or coders to do, that normal people can do. And the vision is to leverage all of the experience, history, the ecosystem around us, the manufacturers that we have here, to really accelerate the growth of those manufacturing jobs, and at the same time, focus on entrepreneurial activity to create new products and training workers to take those new manufacturing jobs.
Now, just to clarify here, what distinguishes this from what I think of as some similar initiatives, the Hamilton County Development Corporation, which is an incubator. There's companies inside that are founded there. They can be doing production, in fact, there. Or a lot of accelerators that exist in the community now. How does this relate to all of that?
So as we looked around the country at best practices in both entrepreneurial programs for people with product ideas, for manufacturing, creating the capability to manufacture, and for training, there was an interesting observation emerged, which was everything was isolated from everything else, completely siloed. Workforce training took place in schools or rehab buildings or whatever, or universities. Manufacturers tended to stick in their plant and run their plant every day. And entrepreneurs with product ideas basically didn't know where to go. They could find an accelerator maybe, but it was challenging for them to connect into the ecosystem that they needed for a product. If you think about it versus technology, in technology, you have engineers and coders. You've got the internet. Everybody's connected. And when it's time to scale a technology, you just push a button and it multiplies itself and you distribute it out. Products are really hard and really challenging. And we believe that the siloing that was taking place made it even more challenging than it should be, and also prevented the workforce really from being engaged fully with manufacturers and inventors on ideas.
Ed Rigaud, you're a manufacturer. From that perspective, how does this initiative, how is it important to you and people who are in your sector of the economy?
Well, Dan, what this does, and it really is a new idea in bringing all this together, as Rich talks about, What it does is it teaches people who have not been exposed to the innovation process from start to finish. It gives them that exposure. And, you know, that's what Procter & Gamble taught me.
And I think we better be clear. Ed and Rich are both graduates of Procter & Gamble. So there could be some lap over of experience and knowledge here. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's part of the reason we've come together. It's such an inspiring area personally. So it provides personal growth to people who might not have been exposed to it otherwise. So an underrepresented group and our history. I mean, the rich history, as you well know and can recite, we're bringing that back, but we're bringing it back in a new form. We're bringing it back in its advanced form. So I'm encouraged tremendously that this will grow into a big idea in Cincinnati. And some of the places you already mentioned are oversubscribed already. So this adds to that capacity.
So someplace like Hamilton County Development Corporation, which is a physical space, that has been very successful in filling up. And it's one of the few incubators that we've got. There's a lot of accelerators, and they don't need quite the same kind of space. So that's a little bit different world. But you're right. There is a capacity issue here.
That's right.
And so, Peggy, with Cincinnati Works, you work a lot with people who find themselves in that gap between jobs in the economy and skills that they have incorporated, embraced, feel comfortable with. The goal here is to have entrepreneurs, manufacturers, and people in your area with how to help workers get attached to the new economy. How do you see this working for the people you serve? And what are the challenges if it's going to work?
I think one of the great things that is encouraging for success is that this is going to be located in a community that is underserved.
In Avondale.
So in Avondale. So making it more accessible to the people who actually we're trying to attract, I think, is a key part of it. The other thing is, I think, you know, manufacturing is I think, suffers from a little bit of an image problem in terms of people that we work with wanting to go into the industry. And I think that's maybe not even just our people, but across the board, there's that perception of an old, dark, ugly factory. And I think that one of the things this center can help overcome that image problem, right? For it being located in the community, accessible, and I think people are going to be more encouraged to enter and to try things out and to learn new skills and to see what the possibilities can be and kind of reshape their image of what manufacturing is.
Okay. Rich, is there, we've talked about Avondale. Do you have actually a piece of property?
We have a commitment from the Uptown Innovation Corridor, which is managed by the Uptown Consortium, for property in the Innovation Corridor. So it would be north of Martin Luther King and between I-71 and Reading Road. And the exact square footage in there is still being determined, but that's our location.
So one of the things that raises for me is that's also relatively, actually really, pretty close to the new UC 1819 Center over on Reading Road. The old Sears building has been totally transformed. So what's the relationship of CoMade to the 1819 Center?
An extremely strong partnership. In fact, the reason where we are is because David Adams, who was key in representing UC to get the 1819 building started, when we talked to him, said CoMade must be here. And if you think about what that 1819 building is really doing, its main focus is on taking the intellectual property developed by faculty, students, and alumni at UC and moving it out to create businesses. There's no place at 1819 for businesses to actually operate. It's not part of their vision. So David saw the ability of those businesses to move to a facility like CoMade as exactly what he needed to complete the establishment of businesses who needed to stay nearby still to UC, but needed a place to operate. And we're working with the 1819 building on sharing programming for entrepreneurs because they're helping their faculty and students just as we're helping citizens from the community. And we're going to be sharing some equipment capability with them as well. So it's a very strong partnership.
Yeah, and Neville Pinto, president at the University of Cincinnati, is chairman of the Uptown Consortium, and he's extremely excited about this happening.
Well, as we mentioned before, Ed, you and Rich come some time ago. You've both have done a whole bunch of other things since leaving P&G, but you had your roots at P&G. What type of company is CoMade for? I mean, you've talked about entrepreneurs, sort of startups, but could you imagine established companies using CoMade some way to do some part, something they want to try?
Absolutely. So one of the gaps we have in getting products invented, created, and built here is a workshop environment where you can build everything. So manufacturing as an industry tends to have people focused on materials and processes, like I do metal and you do wood and Ed does fabric and Peggy does plastic. And so when you want to make something, it seems simple, but there's no place you can actually go make all of those things. You have to go to all these individual people. So it's a place where manufacturers as well as entrepreneurs will be able to make pilot models of what they want to do in the first two or three or four products so that they can gain consumer feedback for them. And that really doesn't exist anywhere today. The other thing is that if you're a manufacturer and you want a small amount of space, 1,000 square feet or 3,000 or something like that, that is properly zoned and equipped to do manufacturing, it's very challenging to find that. So you can do pilot type work in this facility as well for existing manufacturers.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about some of the specific things that can happen inside the new CoMade Center. But we have to take a little break right now. So everybody stay tuned. Everybody here, stay in your seat. We'll continue our discussion on creating manufacturing jobs in Cincinnati right after the break. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Our region has long been known as a manufacturing powerhouse, but evolution in the manufacturing technology has created a shortage of qualified workers. One of the goals of the new local initiative, CoMade, is to train workers for the many jobs now available. We are joined this afternoon by the president of CoMade, Rich Kiley, the president of Cincinnati Works, Peggy Zink, and the chairman and founder of Innova Premier, Ed Rigaud. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Ed, can you see with your company sort of picking up on the resources of CoMade to test out something, to test it in some sort of real-world situation, not just modeling it on a computer screen, but actually see how it goes together? Could you imagine that?
Oh, absolutely, Dan. You know, this fountain pen that I'm holding in my hand here is an example. If I wanted to produce this, it's like Rich said, I've got everything I need to do that right there in the CoMade space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's almost like a Procter & Gamble. When I was there, we created Pringles, and we had everything we needed right there under the roof to do that. It was amazing. And, you know, we had all the right people.
And how to get them all to curl exactly the same way.
Yeah. That was done by a University of Cincinnati engineer.
Okay.
What he did was amazing. But all those people coming together and innovating together was what made that happen. And so CoMade has that space that's going to pop. It's going to produce an ability to do the kind of things that we're talking about.
Peggy, how do you see if something's happening at CoMade and a entrepreneur or an established company says that we're going to be working on, we're actually going to be doing X, and we need some workers. And it may be an opportunity not just to hire people who already know how to do things, but actually do training as part of that. How could you imagine screening people and connecting people looking for better jobs to work that's going on at CoMade?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the unique opportunities that CoMade offers is the opportunity to connect training to real-world need that the employers have. So, it's yet to be defined exactly what the hard skills training is going to look like in the center, but I do envision that it would be evolving as, different organizations and companies came together to work on different products. The key to making that successful is going to be that linkage to the companies who are using the center and understanding their needs and getting them involved in helping to design and develop the training that they know that they're going to need for their workforce.
I was noticing that on the advisory board or consulting, whatever it is, Dan Meyer of Nehemiah.
Right.
And I suspect that's a signal that there is a real interest here in serving returning citizens.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
People coming out of the state prisons.
That is correct. Returning citizens and others who are, involved in higher risk, lifestyles at the moment that with some encouragement and some view of what the future could be, may be enticed to pursue.
Some confidence.
Yeah.
Gain confidence.
Yes. Yeah. And so the solution, the workforce development part of the solution is obviously the hard skills training is important. There's the soft skills, the job readiness skills, and then the comprehensive kind of
could you imagine
life issues management kind of stuff.
Whoever ends up working in CoMade for a short period of time might end up being an employee of one of these businesses as it moves mm-hmm. out of mm-hmm. CoMade?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the plan. That's the hope.
Prison to president.
The being in that environment where instead of this artificial hiring process, you sit down next to Ed and suddenly he's your new best friend and he's asking you what you're doing and you're about to graduate looking for a job and you just got a job. That environment's going to be really important.
One of the neat examples at Nehemiah, young man who came out of prison and started out, moving cases around on the floor, on the plant floor, graduated and had 7 promotions to the point where he started out at $8.75 an hour and now he's making almost 70 grand as a key manager at Nehemiah. Those are the kind of stories that we expect to come out of CoMade.
Right. I would also add that, a number of the people that we're working with aspire to be entrepreneurs. They actually desire to have their own business and be the president and all that. And I think while there are great programs like Mortar out there, again, there's not ones that can specifically cultivate a more product or manufacturing kind of focus. And so, again, giving people the vision and then the opportunity to pursue that entrepreneurial path if they want that. I mean, that's going to be fantastic.
Rich, one of the things here is that, we can talk about the history of manufacturing, but especially it's throughout the entire history of manufacturing, but certainly accelerated in the last 50 years or so, is that technologies, processes change. They change rapidly. And companies that have been doing quite well with whatever the technology was they committed to 20 years ago may, even though they seem to be doing well, find themselves on an island real easily. could CoMade help them, a company like that, sort of catch up with where the wave is going in manufacturing?
That's very much one of our objectives, Dan, because it's easy to talk about the 20% of our economy that's manufacturing and talk about accelerating its growth. But really, that starts with making sure that the companies that are already here today continue to thrive. And we have a program designed to get those companies, most of which are small companies. So 2/3 of manufacturing companies have only 20 employees. They're small businesses, so they don't have much
which
time.
Which is frequently forgotten.
Yeah.
That it's the small businesses that actually produce an awful lot of stuff.
And they're also the businesses that create new jobs. So
2/3 of the new jobs
come from?
Come from companies 20. With 20 or fewer employees.
Yeah. So it's really an important sector. And those people don't have much time to be wondering what the next best thing is. They're busy doing their current business. And so we have a program designed to bring those kinds of manufacturers together with the likes of GE and Procter & Gamble, where they can become familiar with what are the latest advances of industry, get some help in how that might apply to their business, and hopefully keep them current and up to date and keep them competitive.
There's a new move, as you know, Dan, toward what's been called inclusive capitalism. And, you know, that term hasn't really been defined very well. But the way I define it, one
Since you're part of that move.
Yeah. One manifestation of inclusive capitalism is exactly, precisely what CoMade is doing and bringing people into the middle class.
Okay. What we're talking about is a pretty large effort physically. I mean, we're talking about at least what's out there is the proposal. 3 stories, 100,000 square feet, about $21 million of construction, $5 million for development. That's a big commitment. Where's the funding for that going to come? What kind of revenue streams to get this started?
So there are two pieces to the puzzle. One is building the building, which you're talking about. What does that cost and how do you kind of get it started? And then how do you sustain it? And we have.
I was going to get to that because that's frequently a lot harder.
Yes. And actually, we started that to begin with before we built the building of what's the business model that can sustain itself and not create a situation where we're always having to raise money. So the building itself, once it's up and running, we'll never have to raise any money.
Because you, CoMade, will earn something off of what companies that go through.
Yeah, we'll rent space to companies that need manufacturing. We have a membership program to use the tool workshop that we've talked about.
Will you take an equity position in new companies?
Our plan at this point is not to do that, although it's frequently done by accelerators.
Right.
And we will have an accelerator housed in this building, and they may choose to do that. But CoMade is a nonprofit. Our objective is to facilitate all of these people being together under one roof, not to generate profit for the CoMade organization.
Well, you know, I've always made the point that there's nonprofit and there's not-for-profit. There's nothing wrong with a profit. It's just how you use the profit. But, you know, you got to keep things going once you get started. Ed and I know a lot about that from another venture we've been involved with. This is not for profit. You're going to raise money in the community. You'll get income for operations after it's up and going. How will you measure what success is? What does success look like in these various sectors that, you know, that you're going to take on here?
So we've spent a lot of time on that because it's, in one way, it's an easy question. So if you ask about the economic impact, we've looked at what other cities have accomplished in each one of the programs that we'll be having. And as we sit today, we estimate in the first 5 years we'll have at least 100 new companies who will create 1,000 new jobs, and we'll have trained about 1,600 people.
So that's the metrics that you will—
So those are easy because they're the output we can measure them easily. the metrics we're actually most interested in turn out to be hard ones to measure, having to do with inclusion of what's the impact on poverty in our city that those 1,600 people we trained got high-paying manufacturing jobs and are now able to pay the expenses of their family, and what's the impact on the next generation by seeing that mom or dad in a high-paying job supporting the family and setting a different example for people. And we know what those are because you hear me talking about them, but how we measure them is a little bit trickier for us.
Another one is the community engagement. And there's some neat things in CoMade. There's a community space for folks to use. There's a tool library.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
It's amazing.
Is it a two-week lending period or what?
Well, to be determined.
Seriously. But
no, and people can take these tools home, fix their homes up, and be really a part of CoMade, a live part of what's happening in the building.
Peggy, for you, what's the statistic that you'll care most about?
For us, it would be the growth of the clients that we're working with. So, and we measure that in terms of increased earnings and financial stability.
Okay.
So we measure a couple different financial stability metrics
we're
to
out of time,
see that they're growing.
But one last question. What's your expectation about when this opens?
Fall 2020.
Okay. Yeah. Those are the sorts of things that reporters remember, and we'll check back with you. So, Rich Kiley, Peggy Zink, and Ed Rigaud, thank you for being with us today. Good luck with CoMade. When we come back, building community by collecting and sharing the stories of the people who live there.